The decline in education for Syrian children has been the sharpest and most rapid in the history of the region, according to UNICEF, the lead agency on a paper analyzing Syria's education crisis. Education Interrupted, published on Friday, demonstrates how nearly 3 million children from Syria have been forced to quit their education since 2011. Fighting in the country has destroyed classrooms and left children too terrified to go to school. Before the conflict, Syria was a regional leader in education enrollment, a UNICEF spokesperson told the press in Geneva. And in less than 3 years, says Mirixi Mercado, the country has erased decades of progress.
Today, over half of Syrian children are no longer in school. Outside the country, just 1 in 3 refugee children is enrolled. In Lebanon, which is host to the largest number of Syrian refugees, just 20% or fewer are enrolled in school. And the numbers of Syrian school children seeking refuge abroad are expected to get higher. Projections for 2014 see a doubling in the numbers of school-aged children in Lebanon to 700,000.
According to the paper, 1 in every 5 schools inside Syria cannot be used because they have been damaged, destroyed, or are sheltering internally displaced persons. UNICEF and its partners recommend critical actions that can be taken to reverse the slide, like protecting education infrastructure, declaring schools as zones of peace, and holding accountable those parties to the conflict that violate the protection of schools. Mirixi Mercado again.
The paper is arguing for a much longer-term perspective. It argues that unless the community, international community, acts now, a sharp rise in the proportion of uneducated young people will perpetuate the costs of this conflict for decades to come. The paper argues that making sure that children can keep learning is essential for their protection, social stabilization, and economic recovery. This year, only 67% of UNICEF's appeal for education needs inside Syria and the region have been met.
Meanwhile, in a statement released the same day, the World Food Programme, WFP, warns that the humanitarian needs and food insecurity are growing. Syrians are facing a harsh winter amid civil war for a third consecutive year, according to Corinne Momalvanian, director of the United Nations Information Service in Geneva.
WFP has begun distributing close to 10,000 liters of fuel to IDP families living in tent shelters in Damascus. The fuel is used in stoves for both cooking and heating, and further distribution of fuel is planned for an additional 35 shelters in Homs, Hama, and rural Damascus in the next few days.
A humanitarian and refugee response plan is being prepared by UN agencies and their partners to be launched on the 16th of December. The UNICEF paper suggests that relief workers should factor in the collapse of education into the long-term response. Deanne Penn, United Nations.